Back in 2010, a young intelligence analyst in Iraq named Bradley Manning leaked 251,287 U.S. diplomatic cables and 482,832 Army reports, as well as videos of a number of airstrikes, a treasure trove of documents released to WikiLeaks that made the site a 21st century enemy of the state. Bradley Manning, who changed her name to Chelsea Manning as part of her gender transition, was sentenced to 35 years in prison for that act in 2013, the longest sentence ever imposed for disclosing government secrets. But yesterday, she, along with 209 others, were scheduled to be set free by the Obama administration. Here's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest speaking at the White House daily press briefing this past Friday, drawing the line between the actions of Manning and what he says is a more serious active undermining of U.S. national security accomplished, he says, by Edward Snowden, now in exile in Moscow.
Chelsea Manning is somebody who went through the military criminal justice process, was exposed to due process, was found guilty, was sentenced for her crimes, and she acknowledged wrongdoing. Mr. Snowden fled into the arms of an adversary and has sought refuge in a country that most recently made a concerted effort to undermine confidence in our democracy.
Mark Osler is a former federal prosecutor, now a law professor at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, where he runs the country's first law school clinic for commutations. Mark, it appears to be that President Obama sees Manning as a conscientious objector case run amok in some personal emotional turmoil, whereas Snowden is seen as a cyber foot soldier, not a civil libertarian in any sense. Is that an accurate characterization?
Yes, it is. And it's surprising because what we just heard from Josh Earnest is very unusual in the field of clemency. It's an opaque process. There's no explanation given generally for why there is a grant made or why a case is denied. As a lawyer, it can be really frustrating because you don't know what the razor of decision was. And so here we got some insight, and it tells us that one of the things they care about is that Manning took responsibility and has served time. And that doesn't just distinguish Manning from Snowden. It distinguishes Manning from Mark Rich. And I think that is a name that is still echoing around the White House.
Remind us of the Mark Rich case back from the Clinton era.
Yes. And in the last days of the Clinton administration, he received a pardon. He had fled to Switzerland and had never admitted his crimes or agreed to extradition to face the charges. And, you know, Eric Holder was involved. It was really something that cast the Clinton administration in a bad light right at the very end. And so I think what we hear Josh Earnest saying is, this is no Mark Rich.
And it is the case that the power of the pardon would extend to any, even most of the egregious criminal, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it?
That's correct. And it's been that way from the very start, since George Washington pardoned people who were facing execution in the wake of the Whiskey Rebellion, some of the rebels.
But I guess what is important for lawyers and might be important for someone like you is the difference between certain kinds of treasonous acts in this sort of gray area of cyber leaking, where you can send information and secrets that may have some value as informing the public, a quasi-journalistic function. There's really not going to be any insight as to whether we know more about what's justifiable or less justifiable.
No, it doesn't give us guidance in that. And I think what Earnest was predicting there in what he said was that there's going to be criticism that by giving a commutation to Manning, it won't deter people who are thinking about doing a similar thing. And Earnest emphasized that Manning has done prison time, that has been in prison in the brig since July of 2010. And so there has been significant punishment that's been extracted from that person. And that's distinct from someone else who received an actual pardon yesterday as opposed to a commutation, and that's James Cartwright, the general.
One more thing on Snowden. If Snowden were to come in from the cold and agree to be prosecuted and was convicted at trial, he then could be pardoned and he would, technically speaking, satisfy the same criteria that Chelsea Manning satisfies here.
Yeah, potentially. Of course, that would they would only be equivalent in that sense after he'd served several years, and we don't have that.
Has there ever been a case where a president has pardoned someone who is an active fugitive?
Well, Mark Rich, and that's
oh, that's right. That, Mark Rich was he was on the lam when he was pardoned.
He was on the lam, and that's what made it such a stunning decision by President Clinton.
So Clinton is the only one who's ever pardoned anyone who's a fugitive.
I can't say that definitively. I haven't studied that question. But within the modern era, within, you know, my lifetime and memory, yes, that's the only one. And you know, one of the things, too, about this is I wish that this drama had been spread out over 8 years. It would have been much more efficient to have done it that way, or to have had a targeted program that was outside of the Department of Justice, like what President Ford did for draft evaders back in the 70s. But even coming at the end here, one of the things that it really brings to the surface is that in this country, we can care an awful lot about the liberty of one person. With everything going on, the inauguration, the nominees being vetted, you know, all the discussion that goes with the repeal of Obamacare, what we're thinking about and talking about is Chelsea Manning. I was a federal prosecutor, and so I put people in prison, and a lot of them, I feel very good that they went to prison. But now, with clemency, I get to do something that's really remarkable, and that is, and this is something I hope I get to do in the next couple of days, again, is call someone in prison, someone perhaps who's doing a life sentence, who is over-sentenced, and tell them they're going to go home. That's an incredible moment.
Mark Osler is a former federal prosecutor, now a law professor at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, where he runs this nation's first law school clinic for commutations. Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.